Good morning. Good morning, and thank you for coming. Today, I'm announcing my candidacy for mayor of Springfield. I love this city where I was born, went to school, where I have worked, where I've raised my family, and where I have been elected to public office. I want what is best for Springfield. Our family has been blessed with two wonderful parents that are with us today. My mom, Mary, who's known as Midge, and my dad, Ozzy, who is celebrating his 88th birthday today. Believe it or not, my parents raised 13 children in this family, or in this house, I should say, with only one bathroom and a half bath at one time. It is where I grew up, and for me, symbolizes the heartbeat of Springfield. My parents instilled in me the importance of family, community, service, and honor. I graduated from Blessed Sacrament Grade School, which is only a few blocks from here, Griffin High School, and I worked my way through Lincoln Land Community College and Sangamon State University, which is known as UIS. I also worked at Fritz's Wagon Wheel, Carasota Theaters, and Black's Hardware, which are family-owned small businesses. I had a successful 14-year career in banking before Springfield voters elected me treasurer and gave me that honor in 2003, 2007, and 2011, and was the top vote-getter through all the candidates in the city election. My success would not be possible without the voters and the strong support of friends and family, especially my wife, Billy, who has been my life partner. On September 16th, we will be celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary and have been blessed with three children: Justin, who attends Illinois State University as a senior, my son Ryan is a sophomore at Lincoln Land Community College, and my daughter Lauren is a freshman at Sacred Heart Griffin. As I have been blessed with the strong support of family and friends, Springfield is blessed with being the hometown of Abraham Lincoln and the capital of Illinois. Building on the city's strong historic foundation, Springfield has grown and has strong educational, medical, small business, and nonprofit communities. It is necessary that Springfield government always remember what makes our city great and unique while remembering and learning from past mistakes so they are not repeated. Springfield needs a mayor who will do what is best for the city and build on Springfield's strong foundation. Springfield must have a mayor that will provide strong governmental leadership to do what is truly best for the city and not worry about who gets the credit, what the next step is in a political career, or being reelected. This includes open, efficient, fair, and responsible government, a policy supporting strong growth, maintaining the viability of CWLP, and a cooperative relationship between the mayor and the city council to solve the problems facing our city. This is why I'm announcing the candidacy for mayor of the great city of Springfield. Thank you. I have the sincere desire and passion to do what is best for Springfield. My private sector experience, extensive community involvement, and dedication and honesty to do what is right as a public servant gives me the unique qualifications to be Springfield's next mayor. To secure a successful and thriving future for our city, it is essential that the voters elect the mayor who will do what is best for Springfield. Growing up in a large family, we were used to noise, so I hope you don't mind it. As an elected official, I am committed to representing all the people of Springfield and continuing my service, which has been open and honest government. As your next mayor, I assure you that the mission and culture of city government will be openness, honesty, and doing what is best for Springfield as our top priorities. This will be the foundation of Jim Langfelder's administration. As I begin my campaign for mayor, I ask each of you to join our efforts, and together we can do what is best for Springfield. Thank you very much. I appreciate everybody coming on short notice. And we'll answer any questions anybody may have. Well, I will run for the office. I'm not necessarily running against any particular individual. There will be differences of opinions and styles, as people should be able to see as my practice is being city treasurer. I always had an open door policy, especially with the media, and that's what I plan to do to bring to the mayor's office, is going back to our roots, what government's all about, being open and honest and accessible. Well, we will find out on election day. I am going to run like I'm behind. I had a good mentor in that regard, so when, you know, I'm not supposed to lament, but I will, because these are the values that are instilled in me. I learned from my parents in 1979. We just had a bare bones campaign with family and few close friends. We ran against both parties. At that time, it was partisan race, and we were fortunate enough to win that election, which was an upset. But we've always kept our feet on the ground. We stayed humble. We believe in service to each and everyone, and that's the core values of my administration. What did you learn from your dad's time as mayor that you might bring to the office? Basically, holding true to your word. That's the greatest thing, and being, you're there as a public servant. You serve individuals. It's not about Jim Langfelder. It's not about party affiliation. What it's about is our community. And being born and raised here, I just love Springfield, and I really, truly do what is best for Springfield. I have that passion, and that's what I will do. Not to run. And like all, he gets aggravated at me from time to time, but I tell him, I'm just like my children. You know, we all listen to our parents, but we do make our own choices, and, you know, it's up to each and every one of us. That's what makes us all unique. When I came to the city treasurer's office, I'm elected citywide, so we kind of operate. We operate autonomous to all the other offices, because we're responsible. I'm responsible for the budget just of the city treasurer, and so the individuals in the office kind of had that mindset about, you know, as long as we get our work done, that's fine. But what I brought to the office is how our work in the treasurer's office impacts all the other offices throughout the city, and that's what I intend to do, is to bring that culture to the entire city so we can work together to get things done. Any other questions? Well, again, I really truly appreciate everybody coming out. As far as my family and friends, they received late notice. I told my family, started telling them yesterday, late afternoon after the media advice went out. So I really appreciate everybody coming on such short notice, and I look forward to the upcoming campaign. Thank you.